Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is August 16th, 2021, and this is the extension of the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. As we look at the current resurgence of COVID, I'm going to go over the usual numbers, and I do have to say that they are somewhat astounding. In 28449, locally, we have added 9 cases since 719. That's Curry Beach. 28428.
To unmute yourself, press *6.
28428, Curry Beach.
We can hear you again now.
Okay.
Hello?
You are no longer muted.
Okay. 28428, Carolina Beach. They have picked up 63 cases in the last 3 weeks. 28412 across the bridge has picked up 400 cases in the last 3 weeks. North Carolina deaths increased from 176 to 183. The cases are up 2,000 cases, 2,000 new cases. For North Carolina, hospitalization was 536 on 719. It is now 2,651. The number of cases has grown from 1,023,000 to 1,122,000. New cases was 1,023 on 719. We are now at 3,778 new cases. Deaths are up 350. Daily positive was 4.2% on 719. It is now 12.8%. Vaccination was 56%. It is now 58% of the population is fully vaccinated. Partially vaccinated was 59. It is now 63% partially vaccinated. Here's a couple things that I thought might be of interest. Cases by age. The most significant group that is receiving the illness is 25 to 49 years. They are 41% of the cases. Second is 18 to 24 years. They are 21% of the cases. Third is 50 to 64 years at about 18% of the cases. Unfortunately, 0 to 10 years is now 5% of the cases. I only bring these numbers up because as I went through them, I think it's pretty sobering. We all have our personal responsibilities. We all have our personal beliefs. We have taken some action here at town, and we have town hall, and we have, in fact, met with the department heads, and we have instituted certain mask requirements, including mask requirements for the public to enter the government buildings, town's government buildings. If you're in the halls, you need a mask. If you're outside talking to somebody with a mask on, you better put a mask on as a courtesy. There's a couple things that the men will be, and women, that service the people in the town will be doing. And if this thing continues to get worse, we may revisit what our particular solutions are to help protect our community, protect our workers, and to protect the service that the workers provide to our community. David, I know you're on the phone. I don't know if you have any information on the hospital measurements right now.
Well, let me just say that hospital average daily number of patients this week is up to 71. That was updated on the 13th, probably higher now. So they are seeing it in the hospital as well. They haven't taken any actions and they're not posted on the website, but I've heard that there is discussions about stopping discretionary activities just like they did last spring. but they haven't officially announced anything. So I'm looking at their web page right now. They don't have any announcement on it, but they definitely are up for the daily hospitalizations. Because 71 as of last week, last Friday. They updated this every Friday. Okay. So the hospital's
seen
as well.
There was a good article by Dr. Paul, Dr. West Paul, who has provided most of the measurements for us from the local hospital. I don't know if you saw it in Star News, but it was a very good article on COVID-19, his view of vaccinations, his view of masks, and how things were going at the hospital with staff. It's a very sobering event. So the only comment that I would particularly leave you with before I open it up to council is you need to decide what you're more afraid of. Are you afraid of the vaccine or are you more afraid of the virus? It's a personal choice. Any comments from the rest of council?
No, sir.
No, I haven't.
Well, we're in the middle of this, gentlemen, and I imagine we're going to extend this emergency meeting again. So, what is your will? Next meeting?
I'll make a motion that we move, continue the emergency meeting to 30 minutes prior to our next council meeting.
Second.
Okay, motion. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
One thing. Frank,
yeah.
So for the citizens on the phone call for council, the reason I'm not in attendance is because I have what I think is a summer cold. But with everything going on, you don't need to be walking around passing anything to anyone. So I've been in my house basically since last Thursday. I just got my COVID test back negative, which I was happy to see. But I still don't want to pass a respiratory disease around, so that's why I'm not in attendance. I encourage you, as you think about this, it's really easy to say, oh, it's just a summer cold, keep going, but until you find out for sure you may be spreading it, even if you're vaccinated. So I'm vaccinated. I thought it was low risk, but I'd also heard that I've been near someone that turned out to have COVID last week. And then a call came on. So since that happened, I've basically stayed away from people until we got tested, which is what we all should be doing until we know where we are. So just encourage you to think about that. It is inconvenient. It's definitely impacted my weekend, but I just encourage people to think that. Think about how you're making decisions as we work through this next phase. So, thanks, man.
Okay, no problem. Okay, all in favor?
Mr. Mayor, did you open it for public comment?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
Did you open it for public comment?
Thank you. Okay, any public questions or public comments? Let's keep it to questions. Comments are not necessary. Sorry.
Mention.
Anybody have to tell them how to unmute?
Star 6 to unmute. They can't hear me, but they can hear you through the mic. About star 6 to unmute to speak.
Okay. So, if there are any public questions, the mic is open. Please bring it forward. If not, we're going to end the meeting.
And if you call in on your phone, you have to press star 6 to unmute.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of extending the meeting until the half hour before the next council meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye, David.
Okay.